The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
And good morning, Tom Berich here, WBFO News. I'm in for Jay Moran, who will be returning tomorrow. Buffalo police broke up a raucous and chaotic party of several hundred youths about an hour before shootings occurred on late Saturday, and a 14-year-old girl was killed, and five teenage boys were wounded. At 10:21 p.m. on Saturday, emergency was called for loud music and a large number of juveniles smoking outside, escalated into another call about 10 minutes later for a report of a fight in or near the parking lot along Alexander Place near East Ferry Street outside of an apartment complex for seniors, Chief of Detectives Craig Macy said. Police responded to break up the crowd and stayed at the scene for about 30 minutes. Macy said at a news conference at Buffalo Police Headquarters on Sunday afternoon, the early fight is believed to be the impetus for the shooting, he said. And the calls for shots happened around 11:10 p.m., followed by a report a few minutes later of a person being shot. And a West Seneca man faces four additional charges after he was arrested on five bench warrants on Friday, Erie County Sheriff John C. Garcia announced. Garcia was said officers from the U.S. Marshals Regional Fugitive Task Force and the Sheriff's Office found a loaded revolver, a digital scale, and about 18 grams of suspected cocaine when they took John Whitaker into custody about 1:20 p.m. at an address on Indian Church Road in West Seneca. Whitaker was charged with criminal possession of a narcotic drug with intent to sell and criminal possession of a controlled substance, both Class B felonies. He was also ordered and held on four outstanding felony warrants and one misdemeanor warrant with charging of narcotics and firearms possession, burglary, and assault.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Police in Canada have arrested three men, all Indian nationals, in connection with the killing of a Canadian Sikh activist nearly a year ago. All three faced charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. They were taken into custody last week in Edmonton. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, Canadian authorities say the investigation is just beginning, and they continue to look into the possible connections to the killing by the Indian government.
45-year-old Hardeep Singh Nijjar was a Sikh activist living in Canada who advocated for a Sikh homeland in Punjab, India. He was shot to death outside his Gurdwara or Sikh temple in Surrey, British Columbia on June 18, 2023. Nearly a year later, the first arrests were made. RCMP Superintendent Mandeep Mukher, the head of the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, or IHIT.
Through complex investigative techniques and tremendous support from the community, we were able to gather significant evidence that led us to the individuals that were responsible for this homicide. We would not be at this point without the bravery and courage of the Sikh community coming forward for Hardeep Nijjar's murder investigation.
The RCMP Assistant Commissioner David Tabool, the acting commander of federal policing in the Pacific region, would not comment about the nature of the evidence collected nor the motive behind the murder of Nijjar.
However, I will say this matter is still very much under active investigation. I will underscore that today's announcements are not a complete account of the investigative work currently underway. There are separate and distinct investigations ongoing into these matters, certainly not limited to the involvement of the people arrested today. And these efforts include investigating connections to the government of India.
Within the Sikh community in British Columbia, there was some relief, but also questions. Here's Maninder Singh of the BC Gurdwaras Council.
This was a bit of a relief that, you know, that this has started. We've been waiting 10 months for something, and this is a great step. And on the flip side, there's a bit of a feeling of, like, what's next?
The case has again raised tensions between Canada and India. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had raised the issue last year when he stood in the Canadian Parliament with this statement.
Over the past number of weeks, Canadian security agencies have been actively pursuing credible allegations of a potential link between agents of the government of India and the killing of a Canadian citizen, Hardeep Singh Nijjar.
In New Delhi, India's Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar accused Canada of welcoming criminals from his country, especially the violent movement of Sikhs trying to carve out their own country in India.
It's not so much a problem in the US. Our biggest problem right now is in Canada. Because in Canada, actually, the party in power in Canada, other parties in Canada, have given these kinds of extremism, separatism, advocates of violence, a certain legitimacy in the name of free speech.
But some analysts say India may be using criminal gangs to carry out distasteful operations in other countries like Canada. Balpreet Singh is with the World Sikh Organization in Canada.
That would be the suspicion, that India has a nexus with these criminal gangs and uses them to do its dirty work, which is absolutely unacceptable. So we're looking for more information, but the trail should not end with the shooters or with this gang. We need to know who directed them, and all signs are pointing towards the Indian consulate and embassy.
Canadian authorities would only say that the three suspects, all in their 20s, arrived in Canada over the past 5 years on temporary or student visas and are not permanent residents. Over the weekend, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau acknowledged the charges in connection to Nijjar's killing. Speaking to a Sikh Foundation of Canada gala in Toronto, he said all Canadians have a fundamental right to live safely, free from discrimination and threats of violence. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.